Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that you're having a marvelous day in Jesus. Right now, I want to talk to you about some of the people that my husband and I have met over the many, many years of trucking for Jesus. This is our 40th year. 4 years ago, my husband went home to be with the Lord, and I'm still carrying on. And you know, I'm still meeting wonderful people, but I want to share with you some of the friends, some of the brothers and sisters that we've met over the years that have changed my life, brought joy to our journey, and encouraged hearts, not only mine and my husband's hearts, but other people's hearts. You see, your life does make a difference one way or the other. You're going to change people's lives. But today I want to talk to about a friend that I've got and tell you how she has changed my life. But first I want to pray. Lord, I know there are many on the sound of my voice that have many needs, and I ask that you help them in their hour of need. And I know there are many that are not born again, and I ask, God, that you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. Help them to realize, God the Father, the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And by the shedding of his precious blood is the only way we can have remission, forgiveness of sins, never to be brought up against us ever again. Thank you for that plan. Make it real to people. Let them know that they must be born again. And I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Years ago, I met a couple, dear friends of ours, and had an awesome time with them. We would go and be in many services together and have a good time. Just, you know how it is to be with good friends? Just enjoy it. Just enjoy the fellowship. Just have a, just people you could just be at ease with and laugh and just enjoy the time. But a great tragedy happened to my friend. Her husband left her, disgraced her, hurt her, broke her heart, shamed her before the whole community. Though she did not do anything wrong, it was embarrassing. It just almost devastated her. But when I think of her, I think about Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, Paul wrote that scripture from a prison cell. He didn't write it from on the top of the mountain and being showered with many gifts and everything at luxury. He wrote that scripture from a prison cell. He knew what it was to be in hardship, but know that God will supply your need. And when this thing happened to my friend, it was life-shaking and life-changing for her. But she held on to God. She didn't quit church. She kept on doing what God called her to do. And now, today, she has a great ministry. She is on fire for the Lord, great worker in a church. God is using her in radio ministry and praying for other people. And let me tell you, this old gal that's talking to you, when I have a great need, she is one of the first ones I call because I know she knows how to touch God. And you know, a lot of people, when they have things like that happen, it just wipes them out. It devastates them. But if your foundation is on Jesus and not man, though you love your husband, you love your children, you love your friends, they cannot be your foundation, what you build on, because if that's taken from you, then your life is gone. But if your foundation is Jesus, you can stand no matter what comes your way. And I know I'm talking to a lot of people that's gone through the same thing my friend went through. But today, she's happier than I've ever seen her. She's more blessed than I've ever seen her. God took what the devil meant for evil and turned it around for good. What the devil meant to destroy her with, God turned it around and actually made her stronger. God took care of her through the whole process. He healed her. He delivered her. And he set her on high. See, the Lord, he's not going to walk off and leave you. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And when you know you got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, that brings joy to your heart. And a lot of things you can endure and face when you know that he will supply all you need according to his riches and glory, riches of help, riches of strength, riches of joy. Whatever you need, the Lord has it. Today, don't cave in, don't give up, don't quit. Call on Jesus. He will see you through. My little pastor used to say, and I always loved to hear him say it, he said, God will pull you through if you can stand to pull. God bless you today. Thank you for listening.